8808 RLRD. What are we playing, games?
Yeah.
Man, you're not right, buddy.
Mine just rolls around.
Better than any light I don't care at all.
I got it last week, probably?
No.
No.
Let me get it.
He's done. I'm an old guy. I don't have that problem.
Let's see if we can. I know.
I'd like to call the meeting back into order. First thing I'd like to do is to take nominations for our new chairperson for 2000, the rest of the year, and for the next year, for the next 12 months, a new chairperson.
I nominate Deb Altman for chair.
Is there a second on that?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that's passed. Nominations from the floor for vice chair?
I'd like to nominate Brad Schoen for vice chair.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Again, we'd like to welcome Brad to our group here. Brad has already done his oath of office with Rhonda, so that's why we took him with us into executive session. The rest of the agenda, is there any additions?
I have an addition for the launch, for the roof.
Under new business?
Under new business.
Budget items?
Yes.
Gene, at our last meeting, we had talked possibly about going over the comprehensive plan. Should we postpone that tonight?
Given the hour, I guess.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That solves that. So, the agenda's all right with everyone? Other than me?
I was asked to talk to Velma Hardy. I don't know whether you ought to include that.
Okay, yeah, we ought to. That's old business.
Right.
Anything else? Okay, maybe I have a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
Motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, requests.
Okay.
Oh, we got another item on the agenda.
The minutes.
The minutes. We keep forgetting our 4 minutes. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as prepared?
I'll make a motion to accept the
minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Okay, the first one, let's see, we have the agenda. Well, we're going back to July because now we're covering 2 months of inspections. Earl Rooney, the only problem we have everything that we need from Earl Rooney except for the shoreline staked out. That's the only thing that we need. But as far as everything else we have. So I would like to, if we can send a letter to someone that's on the committee under the Time of Dock Association, just to stake the front wall and we'll inspect it in our next inspection. Is we didn't know if we're going to be located as in, because they're only going out to the lake so many feet. We want to make sure from the break wall where it's going to end up, where the break wall is going to start.
So it's a motion to write a letter?
Yeah, I would write a letter of Earl Rooney or someone that, you know, to let him know that we just need that break wall staked out.
All right. Send it.
Get the shoreline.
Yeah. Return receipt?
Sure.
Okay. And give him.
Well, he wants to start construction as well, so we'll give him until the next meeting. I'd like to have, you know, before our next inspections, if someone could go down there and stake it out.
Yeah, be right 30.
By the 30th?
By the 30th.
Okay, all right, very good. Dave made the motion, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Gene, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Susan and Richard Reed, a transfer of a license, we went down and it's okay to transfer that, it's okay.
You want to make the motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the transfer of the license.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye. In favor, Gene?
Aye.
Okay, Carol Salzman and Len Hale, I spoke with Mr. Hale yesterday, and he wants to reconstruct the dock, he wants to talk to the association, but right now, the lift does definitely infringe on Salzman. If they can't come to an agreement, I know the Salzmans want the lift moved, it's definitely infringing. We bought the property not knowing that there was going to be a problem, but there was definitely a problem, and the other people are front lot owners, and they insist on having that lift moved. It's going to have to be moved, I suggest that it would have to be moved, and unless they, I mean, or if they could come up with the reconstruction of the community dock, that would be the only other way to settle this matter. So I don't know if you want to table this till they come up with another plan, or after the end, at the end of the season, have them move this lift. So we have to make that decision. You know, when the water's drawn down, have them move this lift, and not put it back in there so there won't be no infringement. Unless the neighbors could come to some agreement, but I can't see that happening right now.
I would suggest we send a letter asking them to have their association send us a drawing of how they would like the dock to be laid out as a request, and we'll see if we can make it fit. If we can make it fit, we can. If we can't, there's nothing we can do. That's going to come out, definitely produce.
So a letter to their dock association and have them lay out what they would like to see in the dock.
Yep.
That's your motion?
That's my motion.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I'll second it.
Okay, when do we want that letter by, the next meeting?
Well, I would say by our September meeting, if they want to get this done, if they're going to have the plans done by the time we get out there, we want to start this project. Once the water's drawn down, that's all.
By our September meeting.
They can have all their plans.
Okay, so you're seconding that with that addition?
Yes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Seifert.
Okay, the Seifert, Fred Seifert, on Trail 6. Everything was okay, and I checked to see if there's an electrical certificate in the file. He wanted to have the electrical checked out, Rhonda, see if you have the certificate.
There's electric on the dock, I just want to make sure that...
Yeah, make sure that there was an inspection done. If it's not done, then they should have it done. So I'd like to make a motion that we... Do you want to wait for the electrical inspection?
So a letter to them asking for the approval by the legislature, okay? And we'd like that by our August 30th meeting?
Sure.
Unless
we have it in the file.
Okay.
We did not have it during the inspection, so we assumed it wasn't there.
Okay. Second to who made the motion? Dave?
Yes.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, transfer of a license for Scott and Lucille Woodward. Everything was okay on that. Should be transferred.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and the last one for the July ones was Nick Avaniak, and I know also Muncie's on that dock, but there was only one signature on the proposed for the new proposal for the new dock. We need both people, but I think there may be a problem right now. I'm not sure, Rhonda, you may be more on that. If they're having a problem getting an agreement together, there's two people on one community dock, and one person wants to do some work, but in order to get it done, we're going to need both signatures unless the other one wants to excuse himself from the dock and not have a license, but we're gonna have to work that out before we can do anything with that. So I'd like to table that until we get all signatures.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now we're on our last inspections. Okay, Craig Williams, he wanted to extend the community dock. He just wrote a letter. We went out there yesterday and there was no number for the community dock. We couldn't locate the dock. And what he requested in his letter is for us to approve this. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have a letter written, write him a letter stating that once he gets approval from everyone else on the community dock before we even look at it, otherwise he can go out and get, you know, tell him what he can do and what he can't do. If he can't get everyone to agree on the community dock, we're wasting our time. So I'd like to make a motion that he gets approval from everyone on the community dock and then we'll take a look at it.
Prior to the review.
Okay, so motion made by Dave, second by?
Us, second.
Okay, Brad, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now, Wagon Plot, Don and Karen. This is a community dock also. We went down to the, it was a transfer of a license. We didn't know which dock it was. We have no idea. There's like five slips on that dock. There was one empty slip. So the dock looks like it's in good shape, but we just didn't know which dock it was.
There's five slips, B456 and B458 were labeled. The other three were not labeled. We didn't even know which ones we're talking about.
And I wanted to just have you check around and see if they have a community dock agreement also in place. And if they don't, then we'll have to request one. Okay, so that if they could, next time we go on our inspections, if they could mark that dock, maybe put a piece of tape out of it or something, then we'll know which one is theirs.
What's his side note?
Pardon me? Where's this one? This is Wayne. This is this one up here.
Yep.
That was the one up here. Yeah, that's the one where there's no number on it. There was actually no number on the dock itself.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So there were a couple of numbers, but there's three numbers missing.
So there's a community dock.
Oh, yeah. But there was no number, so we could find their dock on there. So we could do that in our next inspection. I could make a motion, but they could just mark it off, put something on it, maybe a cone or whatever. Or unless, when we do our inspections, if they could give you a number, I could contact them and meet them down there. We could meet them down there.
Ron, I'd like to have the drawing of the dock too, so we know exactly how many licenses should be on that dock.
Yes. And do you want this back to us by August 30?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, do you need a motion for that or do I second?
Yeah, we better make a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, John and Colin and Catherine. Okay, everything is okay with this one. We just, Ron, you have to make sure that we have an electrical inspection. We have the paperwork for that on file. That will be okay to transfer. So you'd like to just check for that because we don't have anything.
We had everything but the electric.
Everything but the electric.
So it's approved on the contingency that we have the paperwork for the electrical, correct? Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, this is for a new build on Lake Shore Drive. Our main concern is, you know, everything, the plans look good and we've seen the picture of the new dock that they want to build. And all the material list, the only thing we need is a material list.
I've got that.
you have the material list?
I got the material list here.
Okay. And the only, our only concern is that it'll probably be around 1432, and we're worried about the ice. We just wanted to bring it to their attention that they may have a problem once the lake starts to come out. Good point about their dock.
It's impossible to say with where the lake, with where it is right now, but it looks like it'll definitely be right at the end of, getting hit by ice.
And I think there's a few over in that area that chronically get wiped out. So is it possible, I don't know, is it, do they have a dock that they can pull up in winter time?
Do they have a dock?
No, can you? I mean, could they be there, or is that suggested?
You could certainly do that, but they're designed, it wouldn't work, but you could certainly make something like that.
So if we write them a letter saying, you know...
Our concern is about the ice.
Our concern is about the ice, and you should know that you may, your dock may be wiped out.
May be in jeopardy, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, that's just the way it is. Motion? Second? Dave or Jean, I need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Jean. All in favor?
Aye.
Is that the White property?
Yes.
Yes.
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah, you just gotta be very careful that it's very steep there, and where the lake is at the, for the winter, your bottom posts will be very close to the ice.
Wasn't aware of that.
If the ice fluctuates half a foot or a foot, it could take your post out. You may well look at perhaps, maybe resubmitting that with a cantilever where the posts come out at an angle, so they're not so close.
I do have a couple of things. Charles Sherry, folks asked him to submit a request for temporary dock. He brought it in today. So I just wanted to let you know he did that. And Dan Harris called me about some cherry trees.
Yep.
So you guys know what he's talking about.
Awesome. Two cherry trees in the cove that have been under-eaten by water are held up with rope right now. And Mr. Harris would like to take those down after the lake goes down this fall, during one of the trees. And I make a motion that we send him a letter allowing him to do that.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, Ron, dock, in front of Dock 158, there's a floating platform. Looks like two of the barrels are full of water, and it's like at an angle, and it's very unsafe. I don't know who it belongs to, but it's in front of, it's maybe about 30 foot out further than their dock, and the water floating. If you can notify, I don't know who the dock, where the owners are. It's in front of Dock 158. You can get a letter together. Tell them to remove that. I'd like to make a motion that we have them remove that. Or make it safe. That's another thing that addresses the most floaters.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. It was Mr. Sherry that he's the one to put the application in today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, he cut a tree down below the 1450. It was a nice tree. And approximately a month ago, Bill Wyckoff was there, and Mike Holmes was there. We were all three of us were there, and he also built a set of stairs. But we told him anything below the 1450, you have to get permission. But we did tell him. So he was under, he knew the rules. But he did cut down a tree. I think we're going to have to replace that tree. Write him a letter from now on that if he does any work, that we're going to take off his dock, without having a permit. He has to get a permit before he does any work. And I'd like to see that tree be replaced. Is there anything to add to that, Brad?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to make that motion.
Right. Any second?
I'll second it.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, there's Another one that while we were out there was brought to our attention. Betsy and Merle Arthur, we have a boat hoist out there, and I believe that they have a dock. I think that was a little before. They have a dock with no permit or no license or anything there. It was just put out. I don't know. The lift was just put out there. That was a jet ski lift?
It was a jet ski.
Jet ski lift, and they have like a little dock out there, you know, like brand new dock. Still lakefront.
So, you know, they really should.
They have to apply for a permit. We were talking, I don't know, I would give them so much time to apply for their, to get their application. Otherwise, we'll have to follow up and they block the contract.
So you'd like a letter to Brad?
I'd like a letter to both, to the state that they applied for a permit.
You want to give them until the 30th?
Give them until the 30th, and from now, and also in that letter, let them know not to do any work for $14,500 permission. Can we have a second?
Yeah, we need a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, now also in the lake, while we were driving around, we noticed there's a lot of warning and a lot of buoys that are put out there by other people. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna just start removing these on our own if they're not for safety out there. People are putting them out there.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Just with warning buoys, warning buoys. And they're just putting them out in front of their properties. So no matter who drives close to their property.
Oh, that's a legal one. We found out when we were being seeking.
Right. Okay, so we're gonna, when we're out there, we're gonna just start taking them out ourselves. And another thing is, there were, I don't know how many boats that we, there's some floating platforms that are out there that people are using for docks. And I don't know, there's no license for this area, so I don't believe they should be used for a dock. So when I'm out there next time, I can get the boat number, and I could turn in, I think we should write them a letter.
Let me make a recommendation. Some of these people put these buoys out to protect themselves against boats coming in real close to the shoreline. I mean, I know, I have a neighbor that's why it's out there. His children in there swimming, and it's just the way his property is situated.
Right.
That when they come around that corner, they come in very close. And I think what you're gonna get is that they're gonna say, okay, I'm not gonna, I realize I shouldn't put the buoy out, but could you people please?
Right.
Look into that. So I think there are some areas that if you're going to have them take it out, you probably should look into whoever's putting a buoy in its place.
Well, we noticed the one yesterday, I think that was in a pretty straight, it was a pretty straight area and there was no turns or...
Yeah, okay, but I'm just saying there's some of them that are there for a reason.
Well, we'll have to take a look at them as we go along. Okay, another thing is, there's a trailer that's been parked.
Oh, before you go into the trailer, the last one, what did you say?
About the marine buoys?
No, the floating.
The floating plant, with the doctor's boats that are actually tied up to a couple of them on the lake. And there's no licenses.
To float those.
For the floating, for the float.
And they could be a hazard, a navigation hazard, right?
Yes.
So you're going to try to find out who they belong to. And then we'll write them a letter. That's your motion.
I'll get the boat registration, the boat license.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
All right, there's been a trailer that's been parked, I would say, a month or longer on district property. And it's between docks 111 and 101. I would rather if you could look up those properties. We have the plate number on here. It's on the Canadian side, so I don't know. We're going to have to write them a letter. We have the license plate number of the trailer. And without permission, it's being parked. I believe it should be moved. Otherwise, we're going to start something all around the lake. Our camping grounds all around the lake. So I'd like to make a motion that the camping grounds.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Okay, at Hutton Bay, I've heard that there's been some launching, but I have not seen it myself, but I've heard that there's boats that are being launched at Hutton Bay. And then I just recommend, and what we talked about yesterday, just possibly just lock the gate or something, or just have the people there that go down there every key for it or whatever, so no one else can sneak in there and launch a boat. They should be allowed to launch.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that if they could lock the gate, or just the people that have access to that area, go through that gate or whatever.
Is there a second to that?
Well, I'd like to ask a question. Grace, you know, is that gate on your property, or is that just outside of your property? I'm just asking because before we go locking your gate, if it's your...
I'm not sure if it's above the 1450 or below it. We didn't put it up, so I don't know who it is, but...
That lake's been locked, or that gate's been locked for years. I believe everybody has a key.
Okay.
Sometimes people leave it open, people sneak in there. But for most part, they keep it locked.
All right, but if anyone does, if while you're down, if you see someone watching, get their boat number or their license number, let us know. Put a stop to it. Or maybe we could even have a sign made up, possibly. Put a sign up down there. I'd like to make a motion that we have a sign made up there. So get posted down there, no people watching.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
I'll second that.
And I think I have to abstain. All in favor?
Aye.
Speaking of boat launching, this goes back, this is under old business. Rhonda, did you write Lawrence a letter? Remember where they've been launching the boats down on...
That's the campground.
Yeah, yeah. Did you write them a letter? Weren't we going to, wasn't that what we were going to do? Gene, do you remember?
Yeah.
Weren't we going to start with a letter?
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be the first step, and then we take it from there. The DTC was going to be the second step. Okay, I want to make sure that letter goes out. Okay, I just wanted to follow up on that. Okay, Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to bring that up because it reminded me.
I think I covered up with everything. Is there anything else? Bill, what cost you around here?
It seems to be about everything.
Is that everything?
Was that, you talking about no boat launching in Hudson Bay at all?
I believe that all the boats should be launched right at our launch.
Yeah, Falcon Beach would be the only place to launch.
I'm good with that.
Okay. So we've already talked about Salzman and Fanning, correct? Did we? We've covered that.
Yes, we probably have, we're going to write down the letter.
Rush Creek rerouting.
Deb Holden.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's here in the minutes on that, launching at the campground.
Right.
Page two.
Page two, right.
That's the last paragraph. There's nothing said about any, read the monitors, nothing said about sending.
Okay.
Well, I don't think we put anything in place to monitor.
No.
Just visually, I misread.
Well, maybe we ought to address this again. What do we want to do with that?
Well, write the owners a letter of the properties down there, just tell them that we don't, you know, if they want to launch, go to Falcon Beach, they can launch during the week, it's free. But I just, what we want to do is deter other people from going down there, that they're not going right from the trailer park, or to launch their boat, because a couple weeks ago, when Dick Hubbard was up at the launch, he was filling for Allison for a little while. Two guys with jet skis came up there, and they didn't want to pay the $50. So they went down to the corner and they launched for $25.
Yeah.
That money could be going to the district.
Right.
So it shouldn't happen.
So do you want to make that a motion?
I'll make
Thank you.
A motion that we would send them letters and all their tenants launch at Falcon Beach. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, I mean, they don't. I don't know if we can force them, but they're in the district, but they don't have to follow district policy.
Well, we can't force them, but we can also, the next step if we don't find the DEC.
Right, the DEC, they're supposed to have a permit for the launch from the DEC, and those docks and that creek actually should have a permit from the DEC because that is not a lake. It's actually flowing water in. so the DC got involved, it'll probably get pretty ugly.
Okay.
Gene, do you have any questions about that?
No, I don't know, I'd like to see control somehow.
I actually, I don't know why we got that DC.
Well, I think we were just trying to make good relations.
But I think we should send them a letter, just a nasty letter, just explaining our situation.
Start from there.
Start with a letter, okay. So, Dave, you made the motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
So we will. All right, Rush Creek rerouting, all right. I called Dave Biskey from the county. And Dave said the only thing the county will do is the survey, which they did do. But he wanted me to talk with Fred Sinclair, who has since retired from Soil and Water, so I called Fred. Fred said the survey is done, but it hasn't been plotted. He suggests that we write Public Works a letter saying, thank you for doing the survey for us, we really appreciate it. Could you help us with the final step of plotting the survey? If you can't do this, could you suggest a firm that could plot the survey? And then Fred said we may want to go to an engineering firm. Apparently there's one in Cuba, TVGA, and then there's the other firm that Tom McElhaney is a member of, and Tom is a lake resident. So, but that would be the next step after the plotting of the survey. So we'd want to ask the county, could you please do this for us? If they don't want to do it, could they suggest who we could get to plot the survey? That's the next step, according to Fred. Nothing has been filed with the DEC. In fact, the engineering firm, Fred said, they should be the ones to file because they know how to do things. Belmont Hardware bill,
mm-hmm.
The mysterious bill.
Very mysterious. Okay. Take it on me, did you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, anyway, I was over there today, and Ray, the owner, wasn't there, but however, one of his clerks was good enough to look it up on the computer. And it was for 4 gallons of paint, 8 brushes, 2 gallons of bleach, and a box of scar pad soap suds scar pad. And I can't imagine what that was used for here on the lake or the Balkan Beach or whatever, but it was $106 change. There was no signature. So, who bought it? I have no idea.
Can I mention that in the past, sometimes we're confused with the Rushford Lake Conservation Club?
Well, they have on their computer. I checked that out more or less.
It was definitely centered.
Public Beach, they have the Rushford Conservation Club and RLLD. Two or three things out of Rushford Town, of course.
What about the Landowners Association?
They have one there for the ROC Landowners Association. Now, there was stuff bought there in May, or in April, March, that was paid for. Repairing the docks, or not repairing the docks, something to do with the lodge or something like that.
Tom, where
did you buy the paint that the kids used to paint the storage shed?
Hardware.
All right.
So, if you want, I can go back and get you straightened out with Ray and get his input into this. He does own this. As I go over here frequently, not frequently, but it's been going on. In May, you know, Manny Ray's been here several months. Talk to him.
Can I just make one more suggestion? Gene, if you have to talk to that guy, it's a practice at the Rushford Hardware that when anybody buys anything out of account, they sign it.
Well, that's his practice also.
And, you know, you should, well, obviously this time it didn't happen, so.
Well,
you should probably tell them that there's no one charges anything to our account unless they sign it.
I'm sure Ray realizes that, but he's got 8 or 10 people working now.
Well.
And the guy I talked to, I know, I mean, he ought to make you have to sign it. I'll talk to Ray and bring his input.
Thank you, Gene. I don't think we need a motion. We'll just let Gene carry on. All right, let's go on to, is there any other old business first of all? I think we've pretty much covered that and more. Okay?
There was one other problem.
Okay.
That we had. I don't know, Grace, you're going to have plans for a new dock break wall this year, or you're going to repair that?
We're working on it.
Okay, you're going to be working on that, okay. And the only other issue was the tree, okay? We went there, and when we went there last time, half of it was, like, cut off. It was, like, growing out of the stump around it. But I myself, just to clear this problem up, I'd like to make a motion if you could just plant a new tree, maybe if you plant it within a foot or two of that stump, and get rid of that stump eventually, if you would like.
It seems to be growing back.
Right, I know,
it was just like... I don't know how it got broken.
I don't know how it was broke either,
but it was
broken half. But just to solve the problem, would you mind planting a new tree? Just to clear this up.
I'll consider it. I don't really think it's necessary since that tree is growing there quite well and has a good root system.
To me, it looks like there's a stump. And just, you know, there was four little branches growing out of it, and two were broke right off. You know, when we arrived there. I'd just like to make a motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
That a new tree is planted.
Is there a second to that? I'm going to abstain. All in favor?
Aye.
What about the hoist?
Pardon me?
What about the hoist?
The hoist, well, they're gonna have new plans this year. They're gonna redo their dock in the fall, and the hoist will be moved over to 5 foot from the lot.
Yeah, I had to move the shed right away. The hoist should be moved right away.
The hoist is not, it's where it's supposed to be. We've been over this several times. It's been discussed in the past that it was...
Who's talking? How do you determine? They come and measure them.
And they said, and they told us that it was okay.
Well, Brad wasn't there. Bill Whitcock was down there, and Mike, I don't know if Rich was down there that day.
Rich did the original.
This time there was the three of us. We've been over there 3 or 4 times already.
Right.
And?
I'd like to make a motion that it's all corrected this fall. Okay. This is my motion. It's all corrected by fall. The new dock, they're going to reconstruct the dock, be 5 foot from the lot line with the hoist. And if it's not, then we'll have to take further action.
Is there a second to that?
What's the date in the fall?
Well, before the next building, you know, I mean, during the winter, during the time that when we reconstruct our dock, move it lift over so it's 5 foot from the lot line. Because right now it's kind of tough to do what
there is 5 feet.
How the lot line is exactly. Yeah. And that's the hard part.
We're talking inches here.
Yes, inches.
Very hard to determine that.
No, I don't. So that's why I say, like, when you reconstruct your dock, and then you have a better idea. And once it's all staked out, we'll go down there, the dock committee, and check it out.
So, is there a second to that?
No, I'll second.
Thank you. I'm
seconding it because with the new measurement or whatever you're going to do, it'll clarify everything. You can get it settled once and for all.
Okay. I abstain. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, anything else under old? Okay. Gene, anything else?
Well, I got a lot of things to work on tonight.
Okay, all right. All right, new business, dam issues. Tom, is there anything you want to say about the dam?
Well, I guess I'd just like to put people at ease in case they're, then we were going to run out of water. We're fine. The lake is full. We went from full lake defined as 1440.4. Best I can figure out from every measurement call I've made, we went from 1440.6 to 1440.3 over a matter of 4 or 5 days. So, 0.1 of a foot is 1.2 inches. 0.3 would be 3.6 inches. And we went from overflow to closer to full. As far as I'm concerned, the lake is full. We're at no risk of losing it. And everything's fine. Well, if you hear stories, we're down a foot. I can't prove it. Open to questions, concerns.
Any questions, gentlemen, from the board?
Well, what we were talking about is if you're going to vent, maybe you can notify Debbie. You know, this way here, if the water level does go down a little bit, or notify Rod, you know, this way here, if there's any questions, that we can always give Debbie a call or Ryan a call, just to let, so if there's any questions around the lake, that sound reasonable for you?
I also have the code, and I bet that's been so much fun to call the name and find out, you know, what the lake level is. So, yeah, I've been checking that, and it's good.
I love you so much, keep an eye on it.
You're in trouble. Call Ryan. A lot of times we do it next day, like I'm going to work with Cotton, right, Don?
We can leave a message at the office, leave your message at home, I can send email. You're going to get a lot of them. Sorry, did we call you after it's done? We've already got a call Mount Morris and three contractors down there before we do it.
Tom, how many times a month do you think you have?
Some that we've had this year, we're constantly mending. The night that the events was the last time I remember closing it, probably since the middle of June. It's been open to various degrees. The week before that, we had 300 CFS going out because it rained all day Thursday. And we ran 300 all through the following Friday into Saturday. And then we cut back. And she bounced. So we opened her up again. We've been mostly this year fighting to keep it down. If anything, we've been running a little bit high.
What about today with all the rain that we got? We got quite a bit
started
today.
This morning at 0.5. We're opened again, releasing 50 CFS. It dropped to 4, and right before the meeting, it said 5 again. So be there at 06:30 in the morning, do a dip and measure, and decide if we need to let out more.
Tom and Bobby's been very good at all the meetings, so I think we have to leave it to the discretion of our operators. That's why we hired them. That's why you guys are the big
Deb,
boss.
Can I say two things?
Okay.
These damn operators don't need to call the office every time they make a valve change or start venting. That's ongoing. It's constant. The other thing I'd like to say is I think we should be careful about how many people have that security code for the dam, and you need to be aware. Everybody that has that code needs to be aware that if there's a high or low water alarm set and the alarm trips and it's in a dialing sequence where it's calling Tom, it stops, calls Bob, that alarm is canceled. If somebody calls in to check the elevation of the lake during that calling sequence, it cancels the alarm. So you got to be careful about calling the dam all the time, especially when there's extreme weather.
The alarm assumes that somebody, one of the operators,
there's two ways to respond to the alarm. To cancel the alarm so that it stops its calling sequence. One is to push a number on a touch tone phone, and the other is set up for the old rotary phones so that you can call it back and it will stop the sequence. Well, if someone happens to just pick it up, it's happened in the past, someone happens to pick up their phone and call the dam just out of curiosity to see what the dam level is, you could be canceling an alarm. Okay? And people that have that code need to know that.
Well, Well, I only call it once a day, so.
You could be canceling alarm.
If you want me to do that, then fine, I'm going to do it.
As long as.
That's what we heard Dan Lafferty's horse very concerned.
Right.
All right, then I won't use it.
I'd say in normal circumstances it'd be fine, but if we're in the midst of something, you're probably going to get one of my emails anyway.
Right. And Tom has been very good about either calling or emailing.
We tend to communicate when it's unusual circumstances.
Okay.
I just brought it up because we had one night where it was quite a bit of a problem. But I think you guys are doing a great job.
Yes, I think we have to let them do their job.
Not a problem, I'll let you know.
Okay.
The only other issue I wanted to bring up is in sight of what happened last Friday, is we should review the whole surveillance camera thing, that's what that made the budget, but we should have eyes down there. Top of the stairs, down at the bell houses, by the gate and the stairs where they crawl up to jump the rocks, and the brick house, and maybe half a dozen fake ones so they can't take them all out with one stone or peach shooter. And maybe we can find out who's been having so much fun down this year. It's been very busy. We've done a lot more fence repair this year than in my history. On the south end of it, from the south dam road extensions, we cut full loose. I've recabled it 3 times. They're still prying it open so they get in there. And somebody's going to get hurt. It's not a good place.
We're going to discuss that when we get to the budget, Tom. So, yes, we will be looking at that.
I would publicly like to thank Mr. Weed for coming to me in person to let me know about the situation with the gate so we could get right over there with a new chain and lock and not have it easy for him. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Bill isn't here to talk about the fall protection in confined spaces, but hopefully we can get him here in the next meeting. That's the OSHA training, correct, Rhonda? Okay. Landowner Association letter, the Canyonia Creek concerns. Did everybody get a copy of this letter?
Deb, would it be possible to read the letter so that the audience could hear?
Sure, why not? Why not? Excuse me, Brad, I'm sorry. Am I waiting for me again? Okay. Dear Commissioners, this was dated August 7th. At a recent Rushford Lake Landowners Association Board of Directors meeting, an issue of keen interest was discussed. A unanimous vote in favor of elevating the status of this issue to one of major importance was passed. It is the purpose of this letter to inform you, the managing body of our lake, of our vote and the intensity of our concern. The issue is with regard to the uncontrolled management of the Canyonia Creek area of the Recreation District. We feel that there is no reason that this should not be part of waters and boundaries that you manage, and that steps should be immediately put in place to annex this area, to place it under the control and management of the Rushford Lake Recreation District Board of Commissioners, no matter what the magnitude of this may be to accomplish the goal. Our discussion and concern arise from the recent boat launch that was developed along the creek, allowing for nearly uncontrolled access to the lake and circumventing controls set in place to govern and regulate boat launching in our waters. It further addressed the issues of dock construction that's not being approved or built without conforming to current commission regulations, not to mention the impact on the lake of the 100-plus boats docked in this area. The creek area is as much a part of the lake and lake district as any other part of Rushford Lake. The activities in this area, from dock construction to boat speed, must be addressed and governed in like accordance with other parts of the lake district. We avail ourselves and our membership to help the Board of Commissioners investigate and implement the steps to make this happen. We realize that this is not an easy move, but believe that a more fairly managed and safer Lake District will result. Please place this letter on your next meeting's agenda and immediately begin a process to change the state legislation that governs our lake from the Board of Directors, Mary Jo Hubbard, who's the secretary. And certainly we've addressed this tonight, partially. If we were to take this over, we would have to have the legislation.
Well, we have talked, we've talked to Mike and David Pullen about it, but we haven't, our attorney, we haven't set up a meeting about changing the voting rules, and this could be implemented. We could also try to get this into that, and we could talk to them about that. Then we might have an open meeting also. But that was going to be this month, but it's on hold right now. We're changing the legislation. We're going to do it, but we just haven't put it together yet. We haven't talked to the attorney, both attorneys haven't talked to each other.
Well, we've got a letter going out, and maybe a copy could go to the landowners. Would that be agreeable with everybody? A copy of the letter that we're sending to Ryan's people, Ryan Inwood. A copy go to the landowners. That's our first step. What do you think about that, Gene?
I think right now it's the district business and the state district business.
Okay.
If anyone wanted a copy, could they just come and get one?
Sure.
I know it's a change of legislation, but I don't think this and the voting have anything to do with each other, right? It was just my opinion that we should probably put this to the front of the burner. I tend to agree with this letter, 110%. I think especially with the current issues that we're going to have with the dam, and the fact that we are responsible for the lake, everything that comes into that lake, half of it comes down that creek. Kind of where I was talking about with the boat launch in the D.C.
We've got a question.
I'm sorry, I don't know if this is a stupid question or not, but has the board ever directly tried to contact, like, Mildred's daughter and the son and Ryan, you know, to come up with a gentleman's agreement?
That's what we're doing.
And this has not been done prior to this? Oh. Then maybe that would be a good, my suggestion, a good place to start before we start getting the DEC and all that.
Rather than going into the animosity.
Right.
I think that's what why we thought the letter was our first step.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we appreciate the support of the landowners. But, Gene, I think you're also right. We've got a first step that we're taking here. Let's see where that goes.
Well, I mean, to me, if I was whoever owns Brad, I'd have to kind of take me off and say, we've got to pull everybody without all at once.
All at once, without a letter, without trying to negotiate.
Without even contacting.
Brad?
Well, I tend to agree with you, Gene, but disagree at the same time. There's no question that they knew that Balcom Beach is the only place for a boat launch.
Right.
So they've already circumvented us without even contacting us. I would say maybe make a motion that we set up a meeting with them.
Okay.
Face to face.
How about we do the letter also? Yeah. Letter first and then set up a meeting?
Letter requesting a meeting, what I would say.
Yes.
That's fine.
So, can we have a letter requesting the meeting but telling them what it's about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
I want to come to a meeting and not know what it's about.
Right. About our concerns about the launching. Okay. And should we leave it up to them to decide what the meeting's going to be and how many people want to be involved?
Well, if we hold a meeting, I don't know if we could actually meet with them alone. The whole board would have to, they would have to be doing a regular meeting.
Okay.
We can't meet with them individually,
Right, as a quorum. But maybe we could have...
one or two people. Maybe.
Right, as long as there wasn't a quorum.
However you want to do it, that's the way.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Exactly. So...
Well, like somebody said, they're well aware of the situation, I'm sure.
So who do we want? Who wants to volunteer for this?
I'd be happy to meet with them.
Okay, who else?
I'll be happy to meet with them.
Okay. Is that all right with you, Gene?
Sure, unless you want to, it's up to you if you would like to.
You guys, I mean, not that I know a lot, but you guys got to live really hard.
No, it doesn't matter.
Right, I mean, well, I have two, but it's not a financial thing.
Oh, I'm sure, I'm not worried about being nice. Okay, all right, so we'll just wait to hear from their reply to our letter.
I think we should put a date on it. I would ask that we would like to meet with them.
Before August 30th?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to tell them what I want.
Okay, good. Prior to August 30th.
Do any of you guys actually know the people that run the place?
I met Brad one time, well, actually a few times. I spoke with Brad. But I don't, as far as, you know,
There's no need to go into this.
No, not at all, no.
This has been going on for how many years?
Okay. So do we have a motion on that? Brad made a motion. Okay, I need a second on that motion.
A second.
Thank you, Gene. All in favor? All right, going on. We've talked about motorhomes, correct?
Yes.
That we've addressed that, okay.
Yeah, we addressed that.
Ironworks at the dam, all right, you can blame me for this one. When the kids and I were working along the dam area, Summer Youth Employment Director had asked for another tour of the dam for the kids since they were, you know, working so diligently. Tom Thomas took the kids down, and he is a natural born teacher. He's really, I give kudos to Tom. He was great with the kids. However, while I was down there, I noticed how rusty the ironworks are. It's really, really bad, and there's missing pipes down there, correct, Tom?
Oh.
Yeah. And the gates themselves are, they need to be painted. I don't know who we could get to. Tom just said, you know, Tom's saying, well, Deb, I'd try to do it if I could, but he can't. I mean, there just isn't enough hours in the day. I think we need to have this professionally looked at and professionally done. And I don't know who we get to get an estimate of the cost.
From what I recall down there, it ought to be sandblasted.
Yes, I agree.
When you get into the sandblast, and then you're getting into the easy problem, and you've got big ones. They just didn't let you put that sand on the water. It's probably got to be there.
How about the grinders and wire wheels?
Still going to do something that it's safe for. I'm not sure about that, but I'm sure there's still something that will, I'm all in favor of doing something there, but perhaps just covering it up with some really good modern day rust paint, which covers the heat, covers rust up there. Not dissolved, but what's the term, I mean?
Yeah. Bill.
They have paint you can put on that to dissolve some of the rust.
They do.
That's the only one paint.
Well, there's a special paint that kind of neutralizes the rust. I don't think so.
Weren't the gates, wasn't that part of the project? They had, was they were paint, the gates were painted?
The actual spillway gate doors themselves were sandblasted and painted as part of the gate. They were dropped?
Right.
The surrounding poles, the superstructure.
Where are the missing pieces?
Oh, I guess probably we're thinking about the ones right at the base of the stairs where
basement stairs.
There's not so much missing as they've been moved by boulders that come down.
And there's, Tom, when you're walking down below, right on the spillway, there is a missing piece there, too.
That's what we dug to get to the stairs to go down the trail to the valley.
Yeah.
I think that one's missing by design.
Oh.
Just made it easier for us to get it out.
Is there any hazard, real physical hazard with what's missing?
I don't know more than anything else. It didn't make my top 10 concerns. No, dollars or dollars that DEC or somebody's gonna have to try to get those boulders off that came down the bank and crushed the things in. We've proposed several ways of doing it, and they didn't like any of our methods. We may not hydrolyze and blow water underneath them so they go into the way, and we may not blast, and we may not. Last I talked with Bobby, we thought we'd try to get some down there and bore holes in them, and they sell something, you can pour in and expand, and supposedly we'll crack them into smaller bits. Maybe we'll do that and just not tell them, and then we, if we ask, we may never get them. Unfortunately. They haven't liked any of our prior suggestions. We have to try to ask them about painting, cleaning those rails up, because I'm afraid that old paint might have lead in it.
So if we took Gene's suggestion and just went over? I mean, that would continue.
Tell them, treat them with something that helps neutralize it, and then paint over that.
Be worth a try.
Look into it, we can try it back and see how it goes.
Should we contract with somebody to do that? Tell us, what do you think here?
Was it, is that something that you would want to be involved in, Tom?
Well, we can peck away at it. One person is gonna be a long time before it's all done. Forget how wide the dam is, shame on me, what are the stats here? How wide's the dam, Bob?
The whole dam? I don't know. The spillway gates are 20 feet.
There's a lot of...
But why don't you contact a coatings expert and get their opinion on, because you're talking about the structure of the spillway, the gate, or the structure above the gates.
Man, the fence. That is just all the posts along the backside and facing the down houses.
I don't, is anybody here a coatings expert? I don't, you know, that's would be the first step, I would think.
I'll give Sheriff Williams a call.
Okay, good, thank you.
One person contacting, but
right.
They might send you in a different, some direction.
But at least that's starting.
I don't have a problem with that, no.
Is that agreeable with everybody? Do you need that for that?
I'll also make a call. I'm gonna call somebody that's maybe more familiar with iron, and we'll see, and maybe the two of us can go up with something.
That sounds good, okay. And we won't vote on, we'll just say, go for it and bring us a report or something, maybe. And by that time, Bill, maybe we've got something for the budget.
Okay.
All right. Volcom Beach break wall. Again, this is my, when I was out there with the kids, we're getting a lot of erosion down there at Volcom Beach around the break wall. In fact, in places, the wood is actually separated from the wall itself. And Bobby was down there one day filling in holes, Bobby Pomeroy. And, you know, he said, yeah, you could fix the wood by putting in posts and then, you know, pulling it back. But I said, Bobby, isn't there another way? Something a little bit more permanent. He said, well, maybe riprap. And he was going to come up with an estimate for me of how much it would cost, whether we want to do the whole thing. But I haven't heard from him yet. So, Tom, did he give you any?
Didn't get a number.
And we really need that if we're going to put it in the budget.
Yeah, sure.
But, Bill was really good. He thought that Bobby charged about $90.
I'm not sure. I just looked it up. The break wall cost us about $5,300 back in 84, so that's 24 years ago. So I can't imagine what it would cost right now. I think you're probably talking $10,000, $15,000.
More than that, I'm sure.
How is a whole thing bag and haul in quarry stones?
I would like a second opinion, not just mine. I would like somebody else's opinion, somebody else to be down there and look at it.
I'll put on it tomorrow.
All right, thanks very much.
I'll go speak to
him. Okay, and then maybe we can come up with some idea.
Don't riprap in there, and I don't know what the DEC regulations is on something like that.
I don't know what they're...
Earlier, replace the brick wall.
Well, or do what Bobby said, just pull it up. That's a, not a real permanent fix though.
Is that the spot where the sheriff was talking, putting in a...
Yeah. Part of it. But it really needs all around the point here.
You're up around the point, right?
I think so. I think it's really washing away.
I don't know, but I suspect the DEC would rather rip it up than break walls. Yeah, we're not fond of break walls in general.
Oh, is that right?
Probably have to put other rip rap in and people fronting for them. And all they really said is it's gotta be dishonest.
All right, let's go under finance, budget items.
I just want to address the launch building.
Yes, yes.
The launch building.
Oh, yes.
Tom, you wrote that I went in there today, this morning, I went in there, it's still leaking all over the floor. And we suggested, you and I were talking, and maybe we started like talking about putting a roof up, but we got it. Just eliminate it. I don't know, if we put something flat on there, I don't know if it's gonna hold, or if we wanna try another material.
I've got a few emails and nobody's got back to me yet with a bid, and I'm just putting a new rubber roof on it, stretching it.
Oh, you are?
And I haven't got a number on anyone yet.
Is that what you're putting on these mobile homes, Tom, you're talking about?
Well, this is got a rubber roof on it now, so figuring the easiest would be just have them take and trim off them, stretch a new one over it, and have it done. And how long that would hold up, I don't know. Probably something that fits would last longer, but I don't know how long we make that structure stay there.
Tom, Dave Slocum, one of the kids there, he asked if you, he knows you charge it, but have you ever thought about that rubber driveway sealer stuff that people use on driveways?
We can drag it in 5 gallon bucket of goop and just give the whole thing a coat.
Sometimes it's better to start with the cheapest first, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
My main concern is if it starts to leak during the winter.
Yeah, oh yeah.
If it freezes and the roof, the whole ceiling will be on the floor. Right now, we already had to disconnect one light up there because of the electric.
I think probably having the current rubber roof removed is where you're gonna have to start, because you can't tell why it's collapsed and sunk in, and the water just sits there, and the stretch of the rubber on it would be gone for I don't know how long, but that's eventually it's gonna sag.
So you contacted some people?
Yeah, once just to try to get someone to meet you there and look at it and give me an idea. Done by 20 rubber roof job would be, or I had a pitch of some kind, and I don't know any answers yet.
Right now, just to maybe stop the leak, I mean, not to stop it, but to prevent from leaking, I wonder if we threw like a good-sized tarp over, you know what I mean, just something, until we can come up with a way to fix this, throw a tarp over it. I don't know if that's gonna help or not, just for temporary.
Is it a big enough tarp? Won't match our easy money green.
No. So we can come up with a fix. I don't want anyone to know.
Why would we put on the floor?
Right. It's gonna muffle.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion we could put a tarp up there, get temporary until we can find out what we're gonna do. Tarps are very just temporarily.
No.
Do we have any idea how much more it's going to cost us to put that building in shape?
At this point, the leaky roof's the last major concern, isn't it?
That's it.
Doors bolted in, rafters bolted in, painted.
So there's nothing else other than to repair the roof, and then it's ready to go?
$2 left from the advance towards the doors, and talk with Dave, and thought it'd be a good idea to get an ABC fire extinguisher in there in case somebody's boat car or something decides to burn, and a first aid kit wouldn't be a bad idea.
But the only major item yet is the roof.
At this point now, we realize that that roof is badly.
That's the only major item right now. Everything else is done.
That's it.
Okay.
the electric's done, the phone's in, everything is done.
And you never drove, did you bury that phone, David?
On the other land, I didn't check, I drove by there a couple of times, et cetera. Marty, that's about, could you give the telephone company a call one day and let, and see if they buried that line? They were gonna bury that line in the week, I guess, when they installed the phone line. But it's laid across the lot there, as you went into the launch area on that road.
All right, you don't need a motion then, I'll end it there.
Right.
Okay, under finance, I'm gonna turn this over to Bill.
Well, I put together a budget for 2009, and for those of you that, one of the first things I do is I try to project where we're gonna be at the end of 2008, and then I go forward to 2009. For the balance of the 2008 year, we had discussed that protective equipment for an estimate of about $4,500, I believe, for that. Legal fees, probably another $6,000 in legal fees. We have a rather significant repair bill that's due from Sonatrol for the water damage that was caused to the... I got the insurance renewal. Do you want to discuss that tonight, or do you want to wait till the next meeting? Insurance probably went up about $700. Wasn't too bad.
That's not bad.
And then, of course, we have the dam break analysis that we've contracted to Hatch Acres, which is going to cost us another $44,000, which was not anticipated when we did the 2008 budget. But it's necessary expenditure in order for us to get a release on the grant money of $654,000. Major expenditures I put into the budget for 2009, training for the dam workers on the level monitoring equipment, $2,500. These next two were recommended to us by dam safety, devegetation on the downstream side of the dam. I put in $10,000 for that. Core samples, $12,000. Reface the hull bunger valves, $30,000. And I put in $20,000 to repair the gun seals. Talked to Bruce. Of course, these are just estimates, but all goes well and we don't get too beat up next year. It's about $15,000 in legal fees. And I put in the budget a 3% pay increase for the employees. All that being said, the real financial issue of this district right now is that probably losing about $30,000 a year in insurance and, excuse me, in interest income. Without the receipt of that grant revenue, it's going to be put on the backs of the taxpayers to replenish that reserve fund. If we get the grant revenue, I budgeted it for getting it by the end of 2008. Of course, those of you that have been to budget hearings, I've been putting it in the budget for the last 2 years. We just haven't gotten it yet. If we do receive that, we have about $1.2 million in the reserve fund. Without it, we'd be around $500,000, thereabouts, in the reserve fund. I propose the same tax assessment as the year before and the year before that. It's basically $200,000. I have some concern about that, given the fact that I'm projecting that our 2009 expenditures will be around $210,000, roughly. So we would be using an entire assessment to cover our expenditures for 2009. Do you want to This is my budget from what you people have given me so far, but I've noticed there's been a few other things talked about tonight. Railing at the dam, we're talking about Baldwin Beach, we're talking about possibly this boating thing, you know, where we want to change the definition of a qualified boater is probably going to cost us. In addition to this other thing that was brought up by the landowners, changing the legislation is going to involve legal fees also. My estimation right now is if you take out the, let's call them non-reoccurring expenses that you, which I kind of refer to as the major repair type items and hopefully legal fees to a reasonable amount spent on the assets. It's costing us about $120,000 a year to run the district. And my feeling would be I probably would recommend that you raise that tax assessment at least another $10,000 and then follow with another $10,000 increase in 2010. And hopefully some of the expenditures that we've been incurring will go down. One of the things we, the Balcom building in the Balcom dock, that was our own employees, which is why our wage numbers you'll see in this projection I did have gone up. But all in all, it costs us, with our dam employees, who I think do a fabulous job, I don't think there's any resident in this district that would stick their nose up paying $25,000 a year to have three men go down there and take care of our dam. I don't think that's an unreasonable amount of money. But, that being said, there's other expenses that you've had some discussion on tonight that are not in this budget that could necessitate us to maybe raise that assessment even more, but that's certainly your call. So that's what I've got so far.
Bill.
It's the grant revenue. I cannot stress to you enough how important it is to get that grant revenue. And I'll say it as a personal thing, the state's behavior on this is appalling. Absolutely appalling. We did everything we were told to do. That grant revenue should have been in our treasury over a year ago. We're being held hostage by the state of Missouri. So, again, 2008, the big difference between what we had budgeted and what it's going to turn out to be is going to be that engineering study of $44,000, because we certainly did not know back this time last year that we were going to incur that kind of expense.
Do we have that?
Excuse me?
Do we have that money, $44,000?
Sure, we have right now, we've got around $600,000.
To me, I don't know how the rest of you feel, but that's the most important money that we need to spend in order to get
no question
the
about
grant.
It.
I mean, I think that, you want to talk about priorities, that's top priority.
No question about it. But I just want the public to know how we've been held hostage, in my view. And we have tried, and Bill Sikorsky has tried over and over again to try to get these funds released. And every time we go to them, it's another punch list that they've thrown our faces and said, no, if you don't do the following, or at least tell us when you're going to do some of these projects. Charlie?
Yeah. Don't you have any politicians, any congressmen, any
We have used them. We have used them, but unfortunately, they're Republicans. You now have Democrats controlling everything. And this is a political situation.
Well, I know it is, but usually to get a
piece of politics.
Well, you know how I look at it, Charlie, whether you're Republican or Democrat, we have fulfilled our end of the bargain.
Right.
100%.
We have.
And I know the state's in trouble. I mean, you see the news budgets.
But that money should be there. We've been promised that.
We've actually been told that money's there. It's just that they will not release it until we do this damn failure analysis, which is going to run, like I said, $44,000. And then, of course, after that's done, you don't know what their punch list is going to be after they reviewed it. These core samples are going to be critical as to what they would require us to do sometime in the future.
And percentage-wise, what would the taxes go up for the district with the new budget?
Well, right now the district assessment is around 8% of your tax bill. I've done some analysis on it. It's about 8%. So I'm proposing raising it 5%, another $10,000. We've been collecting $200,000 for the last couple of years. And I'm thinking we should do 10 now and 10 in 2010. Right, 10 now, 10 in 2000.
So you mean just go from 8 to 10? Raise it from 8 to 10%?
No,
right. Go 5, go 5, and then another 5. Be a 5% increase in 09 and a 5% increase in 2000.
And that would give us 10,000.
Okay. Give us 20.
20 over the 2 years.
Yeah. That's just on your district.
Right. I understand. It's like district.
I know for a number of years it was costing us, I don't think the expenditures have been, for the general everyday, just to run the district, it's only gone up from, we were running below 100, and now I think it's around 120. So I don't think that's bad. I mean, that's really kind of inflation if you think of it. So I mean, that's my recommendation. I'll probably get stolen from one of the radio's tax.
What a source of income. Has that dried up the possibility of RG&E selling water to them again?
Well,
I thought some time ago that possibility did exist.
Yes. I think it's, again, what Charlie raises, a political thing. I think we need some muscle to get them. We had a meeting with them, June, a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember Dave Irish. He might have been after you.
No, I don't remember.
And he was not in favor of any proposal to extend a revenue sharing type arrangement with the power that was generated from the water released from the dam. He wasn't in favor of that at all. And at the time, Pat McGee was the senator, the state senator in Olean. And I was at that meeting, and she asked me, Does that vein on your neck always get filled with blood and stick out when you listen to people talk? I said, no, not always. And she looked at me and she said, this is just the first step. And unfortunately, Pat passed away. She was a real advocate for us. And I think, and I would have to think maybe some of the hullabaloo that was caused by the election issues with Kathy Young maybe, would you think that kind of scared her off a little bit from us? Could it be? Maybe
I don't think so.
Well, you've got to have someone go to the state and help you with this, whether it's the town supervisors, the county, whoever it is. I mean, you've got to have some political support on this.
Mr. Hawk, just 1 second.
Can I answer your question, Jim?
Yes, another avenue was, some company approached us a few years ago about power generation. They would put in the generators and take care of getting all the permits, and they would pay us a fee of, what was it, $20,000 a year or some number in that
area? Well, we actually had Al Corwin from Hatch Acres sitting in on that meeting, and he didn't think the science made any sense on the way he was going to generate power. And Hatch Acres did not give us a very high opinion of the presentation that this gentleman made. He said that basically it was, instead of going into detail, he just said the science didn't make sense. So
So we've tried things, but I think other than, our proposal to them several years ago was a revenue sharing kind of thing. You know, whatever you would generate in power
at a percentage.
At a wholesale level, we would just take a percentage of it.
Right.
Mr. Hock, one of the things that I would like to see in this new year, so to speak, I've had people approach me that would be willing to serve on a committee to approach Energy Beast, which now controls RG&E, to see if we've got maybe because of the cost of fuel, maybe now there'd be a whole new attitude. And gentlemen, I didn't put this on the agenda, but I would like to form a committee, and I don't mind being on that committee myself, to approach Energy Beast.
You got to approach somebody else because it's been sold twice.
Oh, was it sold again?
National Grid, and now somebody's talking to some company.
The Netherlands, okay. But to approach whomever.
Right, that's not bad.
And see if maybe now, because of the price of fuel, if now they'd be ready to talk with us.
Got to put somebody in that committee with some juice. Or you're just going to have a nice chat some afternoon.
Well.
Been down that road, haven't we?
And again, maybe I can even get Kathy on the show.
That would be perfect.
Okay.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, granted, she's the wrong party, but we'll see how far she can get.
I remember Pat McGee said to me one time, when she called me when she got the first portion of our grant, and I was talking to her on the phone. She said she had $200,000+, and she called me at work, and she says, "You want me to get it?" And I said, "Sure, by all means." And I said, "Kathy, how do you do this? And she said, "Well, you know, sometimes those people need my vote for things that they want."
Right, exactly. It's a quid pro quo.
So we're not without power in our...
Right. We do have people on our side, and I think Kathy would be the one. I don't know about our assemblyman, but I would, my money would be on Kathy. All right, so I've got your permission to look into that.
Sure.
And I will try to get back with an answer by the 30th. How's that? At least something. Okay. All right. Bill, do you need a vote from us tonight?
No, I think what I need is the budget hearing is on the 30th of August, and there's been a couple of issues that were brought up tonight. And I think certainly we need to do get some numbers on it, and then you've got to tell me what you want to do. And then I did raise the issue of raising the taxes 5%, and that's something that will be presented to the public in the public hearing, and then afterwards, you'll vote on that. But if any of you have any other suggestions, I could, some of these sheets that I have, I could send each of you some reports that I have.
So,
Bill, on your stuff you have before you, is that you have a figure on there for declining some more on the dam?
No, you're not. It's not in there.
And the Russian rule on the downside?
Absolutely not.
And that's part of this dam safety.
And I don't even know what this redirection of the creek, we are even told that we have no cost on that, but...
There it is.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's been sidelined.
Well, that's another consideration. You know, that's something else that... again, I did this at my kitchen table, you know, so I need your input on this.
Another thing is this the machine they have down there now to monitor the water inflow and outflow needs repairing or something.
No about repairs. We were trying to get some something to help us
figure it out.
Some functionality that we can't seem to get to, and maybe calibrate things so we all get right. Consistent readings from all three spots rather than variances.
I think this all has a bearing, will have a bearing on this damn safety thing. Plus,
a ton of calls and emails I sent this week, but I didn't get back. I don't remember.
Plus, there's bringing some kind of a monitoring system on the exterior of the, not the exterior of the dam, but the entrance into the dam cameras and whatnot. I'm sure that they're going to that damn safety thing is going to get pretty important, and include a lot of other things that we have to talk about. I think we've got to talk to Phil Sikorsky on that, if he's got any more pertinent information from the board. What they really want, they've never really told him what we really need, or what they really want. Every time you turn around, it's a little, talk to Howard, but it's all about it. I think we're going to have to get the bills input on this, those of course, don't you?
But again, the grant is
grant depending on all this regarding.
That's key. That's been going on for how many years now?
3 years, about, we spent that with Matt McGee 4, 5, 6 years ago.
What office is that grant for out of?
Dam safety.
Bill.
You know, one of the things, Kathy, that's killed us on this is they've had so much change, so many turnover. Engineers not no longer there, and then they've got to bring everybody back up the stuff again. It's just, it's a bureaucratic
nightmare.
My understanding was that we spent the $44,000 on acres and developed what that we would get a release of. I don't know whether. I didn't understand it was going to be all the money, but it would be a release of some of the money. Was that your understanding?
My understanding was a release of all the money.
All the money.
That was my understanding.
All right.
You met certain criteria.
But the thing that you have to remember is once that study is done and they've evaluated it, they are then going to create a punch list of what they feel you need to do.
But they were going to release the money first.
They were going to release the money first.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm just saying, when that's...
And then they're going to make us...
Then they're going to say to you, all right, we think this project needs to be done. Mm-hmm. When are you going to do it?
Right. Okay.
You know, we should have done, Bill, what we did with that boat launch down to the Balkan Beach here. And we've done what we've done with that, just tell them, forget it, and go their own. I think we've been farther ahead in a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, with some of these projects that I think Bill has kind of counseled us on, you're talking a lot of money.
And there's nobody sitting here on this board right now who really knows what he's talking about either, actually.
But if you guys could get back to me, I'd like to get this done. What is today? Today's the 7th or 8th?
8th.
And we got the budget hearing on the 30th. I mean, I would kind of expedite, if you could, some of these projects that you want to do. But keep in mind that... you may be asking for more than a 5% tax increase. So these projects better be something you really want to do.
Bill, and this might not be something that you want to entertain this year, but something in 2009, but something you might want to look at for 2010. I know the district would have the ability to do a bond if they did it through the towns. Is that...
Let's go through the towns.
Is that something that...
We post their bonding authority.
Something that the district should look at as a possibility for raising cash if we have to put out a big outlay?
Sure. They would have to vote it, though. They would have to... The town boards would have to give their permission for that. I believe it's both town boards.
Probably.
Yeah. And then you would just lend the money, and then you'd have a debt service then.
Carrying through.
Correct. I don't think we're at that point.
No, I don't.
You know, that
we're
really looking at...
We're not that desperate yet.
But when this study gets done...
We could be.
You could be. Mm-hmm. It might make sense to at least know how to go through the process, so you don't have to ramp up and learn through this.
Yeah. Yeah, something to think about is we might have to do this, as I said, maybe in 2010, if all the funds. What about federal funds? Are there federal grant monies available?
I don't know. I honestly can't answer
that. I get a grant that is primarily federal funds, and there is very little that has come through. You know, You'd think with all this concern with dams and bridges.
Energy, anything with energy?
Not yet. But I expect energy will be ahead of dams and bridges.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything yet.
Deb, if you do see something, just give me a heads up on that, because I might be able to get you some connections on the federal level.
Okay. That would be good. All right. Yeah, because we don't have any other than Randy Cool, and I don't think he's going to...
Talking about that, Candy, what about green energy for the bus for generating electricity with this?
You know, I think that there's ways that we can get some help here. But yeah, it's getting some political clout in here.
Because I think Dave Irish's comments when the vein, basically we're going to get the water anyway.
Exactly. You know, they're getting it. So it's forcing them to pay us for it.
Right.
But my view was, what's fair is fair.
Right.
I mean, we were proposing at that time a revenue sharing, even if we got a third of what we had calculated would be the power generated at a wholesale price, is probably $125,000, $150,000.
Mm-hmm. I just think that there is ways that we can put a little bit of...
You got to put the pressure on them.
Pressure on them.
All we have to do, Bill, is just release the water on Friday and Saturdays.
We do that. We do
not
that.
Not the other days of the week when they can use it.
We've been trying to, I don't know if it's still done, but when we first had this meeting, we had the engineering study done to calculate the potential for power generation from water releases. I gave them the historical data of what our releases had been over a number of years. And there's a level or a flow rate, Bob probably knows more about this than I do. There's a flow rate in the river that they're not going to generate any more power if you exceed that flow rate. And the biggest problem that RD&E has is they do not have the ability to pond water. Correct?
Correct.
So if you gave them more water, if you increased the flow rate on the Genesee River, they wouldn't generate any more power than if it was at that magic level. And I'm not an engineer. I don't know. But that was what we tried to do.
We tried tracking the flows, and yeah.
We do nothing in our power to help them.
They've done that for several years.
Yes.
Control the flow of the release.
Correct.
They get it in the
meter. Right. But
okay, relative to the budget hearing and our next meeting. It's going to be August 30th, which is on a Saturday, at 9 a.m. Not at night, but in the morning, because several people couldn't be here.
It's my fault.
Whatever.
My nephew's getting married. I have to...
Okay. All right. Is there any other new business?
Can we just do a recap?
Yes.
Just so so when you people call, I want to make sure that we've got everything.
Okay.
So we're talking break wall at Balcom.
Mainly. Let's see how much more you're talking.
Railings?
Yes.
At the dam?
Yes.
Anything else?
Rush Creek.
Rush Creek?
Looking at security, you're
going
to
need
cameras.
Right, security at the security, the
cameras.
Camera security at the dam.
Yeah,
is that computer for the dam already approved, or was that in the limo?
That was approved, we just haven't purchased it yet.
I never talked to Charlie about
the budget.
What he thought. Now, let me just ask you a question. This change in the legislation to change the definition of a qualified electric, is this going to be 100%? I mean, somewhere along the line, we're going to have to get involved, aren't we? Or, I mean,
would think. And I don't think that, I got $15,000 in the 2009 budget, and that's really the thing that was in the back of my mind, was that. But, I mean, even if the, even if Dave Pollan's going to do it, I'm sure you would want our lawyers to...
Probably, yeah, definitely.
And also, if you want to pursue this landowner's request concerning the change in the legislation, I mean, that's going to cost some legal fees.
Well, I guess my feeling is we could set a limit, and what we get done in the next year, we get done, and if it has to carry over to the following year, I don't know how else to say.
Well, I agree with you on this landowner's thing. It's got to be settled.
You think that's number one?
Well, I don't say it's number one, but it's got to be settled. It really is.
I think the voters is going to be more of a problem issue, and...
What? No. The voter.
Extending voter rights, that's going to be more of a problem issue, actually, than extending our...
It's got to be settled.
I think it has to be settled, too.
It's created a lot of hard feelings.
You've got other people in this lake that have the ability to launch boats on their property, and that's one of the first things that the trailer park person is going to bring up.
Bought at the town district property, we're really trying to launch it. We're really trying
but
to...
He would say to you that, well, anyway, it's the... Yeah, I see. But you're really opening up. That's a tough one, because you've got other people that can launch boats from their property.
But we're not charging. He's charging people.
Well, there's people that... he is charging people?
He's charging people.
Well, they're renting. Yeah, they're renters. So basically, he's making money from
them.
He's
charging people to launch boats off that launch.
I think the approach I like is Andy. And not get in a legal thing
right
at this time. Because I ain't talking. I don't even want to command it.
Well, I think it's a bigger issue than just that. It's all the crap that comes down the lake every time there's a flood.
Mm-hmm.
Boats, dock seats, parts of their boats, their parts of their docks.
Docks.
It's all coming in the lake
docks,
every time there's a flood.
Yeah.
Because they don't get to follow any regulations on their docks.
Mm-hmm. I just think that you saw the budget numbers and everything. I mean, this is just something that's going to... You're going to spend some legal fees. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think we should try the Neighbor Act first.
Let's give that a shot.
Use some money.
All right. Anything else under the business bill we did?
Well, let me just summarize. Okay. Break wall Balcom, railing at dam, Rush Creek project, camera security at dam, and legal fees primarily change on qualified electorate. Again, you can see I've got like $15,000 set aside for that. If you think that we should use more, then we don't.
That pointing at the dam building, we've started the project, I think we ought to continue.
I think...
Aaron, we already talked about that.
We had put that in the 2008 budget, Jan.
Yes, we did.
Okay, good.
And again, the thing that threw us off, for 2008 is this engineering. We had actually budgeted... We had $80,000 in the budget for major repairs, and right now we're at about $53,000, and that was the $32,000 for the final installment to the STC.
Yeah.
and then the $20,000 for the repointing, so we still have a little bit of room there to do that in '08, though.
But Dan pointed, I think it's been running about $25,000 a year.
Yeah, but I think that's gonna go up because of the price of concrete, that'll go up. You got away with $20,000, I think you're gonna get away with $20,000 if you want.
And then they got the brush removal on the ground.
I put that in 2009, $10,000.
They were adamant about that, and that one thing Bill brought up there, getting that brush out downstream. What difference that makes.
I've got the expenditures since the last time you saw them. And that's it for me.
And that computer thing, that we've already discussed about that, right?
That's a 2008 expenditure, isn't it?
You're hoping so.
Well, we didn't have anything like that in the '08 broad budget, so.
Lost that, because that's part of it. If not now, sometime. Because they're always every little detail. Not in here, though. It ought to be considered. If Balkan Beach can hold together for another year, maybe that's got to wait. Bobby maybe can do a couple of temporary waving his hands here for us this year or something. Mm-hmm. Get us through.
I guess I agree. I mean, we've got to prioritize here, and the dam really is a priority.
Right.
But Rupia was telling me, didn't you tell me that Balkan Beach was discussed in the mid-90s? Fixing that.
Oh, well, it's been discussed.
Nothing was done back since then.
Discussed.
There's something that always takes priority.
Yeah, I know. I do believe the dam is number one, but I think eventually we have to.
I mean, to really do a good, Bob, you think just putting riprap there is going to stop the erosion of that?
Well, the wall would have to be removed, and the ground would have to be properly graded, and riprap would do a good job, but...
Right, but you just can't just throw riprap there, and it's going to...
No.
I mean, I go by there in a boat, and you just see the ground. It's just like it's like a chocolate water.
It gets pounded, and it's eroding underneath the wall, but don't you think that... I mean, that's kind of a park. I mean... It's nice to be able to walk up to the edge of the water and go fishing for the people that use it.
Until the bank caves in.
Well, it's undermined. It's washed out from the bottom.
Yeah, I know.
But when you put riprap in there, how usable is the lake going to be to those people?
Mm. Well, then, I mean, we don't have to do riprap. We can do Bobby's other suggestion. You know, I just, my feeling is, here we make our landowners keep their break walls and their front up to par. We kind of got some. Bill?
Canyon Trail 6 used rock cages to hold the rocks for riprap, and then you put like a walkway over top, and it's really beautiful. If you drive around the lake, go and sit there. He did a wonderful job.
The old bull car property? With the gabions? They call them gabions?
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's very nice.
Yeah, but you know, that ground at Balkan is different.
It's a little steeper, I know. I'm not sure how you can get it to work, but it's a wonderful idea if you can get it to hold there.
personally, you know, I don't think anything is going to be a permanent fix. You know, it may be in our lifetime, but looking 50 years from now, no matter what you put there, it's going to, I don't care whether it's concrete, wood, PT, whatever. You know, it's going to, but my suggestion, if you're going to tackle something like that, you know, really look into it and try to do the best job. You know, you can be penny safe and pound foolish, and, you know, I repairing it once in your lifetime is one thing, but when you're going to have to do it a couple times, you know, that's a little crazy, too.
Well, like I said, the wooden wall that we have there right now has been there for 24 years.
Yeah.
So it's getting close to the time that you need to do something.
Shelf life is expiring rapidly.
Right, right. So,
well, again, I do think the dam is our top priority, especially for expenditures on the dam to bring us the grant money. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So, Bill, as far as my feeling is, that's where the money goes first. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Nothing else? Okay. Open forum.
Yes, I have a safety concern regarding children jumping from the bridge on 49. And we know that kids do that and they swim in that area. And since we know that, we kind of are very careful. But there's a lot of boaters that come underneath that bridge and a lot of jet skis that come on under there. And we always toot our horn before we go there to make sure that the fishermen raise their lines and the kids don't jump. Well, about 2 weeks ago, we did do that. We stopped and waited, and we still heard the voices. And so we continued to go because we thought they heard the horn, and they jumped 2 feet from our boat. Not maybe a second later, and you can't stop with a boat. Another kid jumps right in front of us, must have missed the front of our boat about that much. Now, could we put up a sign that says no swimming, no jumping from a bridge? It probably won't stop them, but at least maybe, because I've seen parents there with children doing it too, maybe they'll see that it's dangerous.
Right. No jumping, no diving.
It might not stop it, but the sign could be there, and maybe it would save somebody. Because, like I said, there's more and more jet skis coming underneath there, and they don't stop. They just continue to go through there. They don't know.
County might ask me to it.
Until I turn a
driveway. Talk to him. That's a county road.
That's how much you care about kids getting hurt.
Jumped off that
bridge. We can contact the county. If they don't want to do anything, we can ask them if we can.
If we can get a sign.
We can put a sign up. If they don't.
Ask the county for permission to put a permission for us to put a sign up.
Let's
see.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Okay, good suggestion.
Me?
Yeah, do you have anything you want to say?
No, I think I've said enough.
Alan?
No.
Grace?
Yes, I'd like to know what happened to our request for two docks that was tabled last month for this meeting.
I spent more than enough hours on this week, and we're trying to come up with a solution that works for everybody, and I think you may know that I spent a lot of time on this week. And we, I believe the commissioner said they'd have an answer in August, is that correct?
August 30th. We'll have an answer for you August 30th on those two docks.
On the two docks?
Yep.
Jason? Bob?
I'm good.
Jeff. Mr. Hines?
We used to have recording equipment for the dam, for water, leak water elevation, in a town building in Canyadilla, behind Bill Davin's house when he was a dam. Do we still have that equipment? It's a chart recorder?
We have what's called level metering equipment. I'm not, that's at...
This was a chart recorder.
Yeah. Oh, a chart recorder.
Some circle thing.
Circle, right.
Hire somebody to interpret it, yes.
Yeah, we have a, the verbatim that's down there now has a circle recorder, and it doesn't show you much, honestly. Depending on how it's calibrated, you know, if you set it from 0 to 20 feet, it shows you a little bit more, but it pounds, right now the way it's set up, it still is set up that way, it pounds a whole month into a little circle chart. You know, and a change in elevation of 0.6 foot shows up like a little pimple.
Well, I wondered if that would, you know, get Tom off of the hook when he's challenged about how low the lake is, especially if we had the recording equipment in our office here, in the district office.
That training that we put in the budget, are you aware of what that's going to entail, or?
That was part of, we got the updated tunnel auger software, and wanted to put the computer right in the building so that we could start recording a lot of that historical flow and release information so that we could pull it up and not have to read the circle thing.
Right, that's right.
Right in the spreadsheets or whatever, do what we wanted to do. And part of putting the computer down there was
correct
specifically to pull the history out of it. Because there's a limited memory in that machine. It's been overwriting itself now for I don't know how long. So if we had to go back to a point in time and get to find that wheel and go to pay somebody to figure out what it said. That would also help us when we're in periods of bad weather to really monitor hour by hour whether our inflow is still building, whether we've ebbed and it started to drop. But right now the only thing we can do is just constantly call it and try to get a sense.
We've actually purchased some software to do that, right?
We've got the new tunnel auger software, and we haven't had no luck getting it to work over the phone line, so if it was in the building directly in the serial port, got to think we can make that happen. But it can help us present history and also help us better predict how long is this inflow going to last. Is it still building that we haven't yet? And hopefully we can also interface it with the cameras and not be rotate the VCR tapes to the trash money in the hard drive.
Right.
Mary? Kathy?
Nope.
Bill?
I just wanted to say we're about ready to start renumbering docs.
Yay!
And also, did somebody say that there's more than one person on the dock that's automatically a dock association? Before? Talking about...
It's not a front lot owner. Mm-hmm. It would be an association. It's not a front lot owner. Unless there's someone out there with one... I don't know, Ronnie, are there any people out there? There's people out there with one dock, and they get two. Like I own a circle, and Nicole... Yeah, they...
Well, we talked about the one, where the one person, I can't remember the name right now, the Buncey dock?
Right.
Now, you said that would be an association?
That there's two people on that.
So then you have more than one person, it's a...
Right.
Okay.
There are five docks next to me that are two people per dock. All right. 305.
And it's not lakefront?
No. They're back lot owners.
Here's what the new numbers are going to look like. This is left of green. This will be on each dock, and if you have... For people that haven't heard about it, each dock you'll get one number, and if you have two or three docks, and you're a front lot owner, and you'll get letter A, B, C, depends on how many docks you have. Community docks will get one number, and if they have six slips, A through H or whatever, or seven slips, it's not what we're doing. But our main thing right now is there's a lot of docks that are out there that don't have tanks, and we're going to have, our dock inspection yesterday, we were discussing it. And we know that some docks may have been built without permits, and we have to find out who the owners are, so what we're going to do is, but if we don't know who the docks are, we're going to put up, that's another thing we want to make up a poster, we can staple to the dock so that people can contact the district office,
So if you see one of those on your deck, we don't know who the dock belongs to. You pass it to your neighbor, think it'd be quiet to us.
Now, they all have the same color like that?
They're all the same color.
I remember back when suggesting that they should have different colors for the different areas, area G, area, because when you're out there doing dock inspections,
right,
you don't know where G, H, a lot of times are. Different colors would have helped narrow it down.
What we're going to do is we're going to start number one, and it's going to all run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way around the lake. But this way, if we do it this way here, we thought, like, for the, if there was an emergency on the lake, and we had all different colors out there, that they may not know where to go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I just said that, but you know the different sections.
This way here, it'll be easy for us, but we were on a dock inspection yesterday. It was like one dock, 101, and very next one was like 5th or 101, 111.
Right.
I mean, it's just, and then the other ones were down the lake, and it's just unbelievable. I didn't find a dock. It takes so long to look for a dock.
Is there a cost for that, David? I know years ago we had dock permits, and I believe there was, yes,
there's not going to be no cost.
A cost to that. And then they went to the wind. So these are here to stay, hopefully.
Well, hopefully.
Good idea. I think it's great.
Now, is the commission going to go around?
Yeah, we're going to start next Wednesday. We're going to start.
And they are reflective, so people are raising their head by them. They'll be able to see it real well.
Next Wednesday, we're going to start.
And you'll be attaching them?
Yes. We'll be attaching them. The document you'll be doing. Rich Walter, he said that he'll be out here, and I'm going to go with him. I know people that are available at the time, I know Rich and myself will be doing it. I know where it works. But when they have time, if they can help, be fine. If anyone wants to give us some time, free time, if they have any, we'll be more happy to accept it.
So our dock numbers could potentially change. You're just going to pick a spot and start at one and go around, so most of the dock numbers will probably
change. Yeah, everybody's will change.
Okay.
That'll be, I have a book here with everyone's dock number in it.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, when there is a dock in there that we recognize, if there are numbers on them, we're just going to put the new number next to it here and pass it on to Rhonda.
We're also attempting to use the tax map as a basis to use it, so you can also have a visual and see the numbers as they go around the lake also.
Janet?
Yeah. I have something I'd like to read. I didn't want to present it to the board, but I just wanted to be able to read it bigger. It'll be less than 3 minutes.
Okay.
First, I'd like to congratulate Brad and think he will be a positive addition to the board. Since Rick was arrested last week, I'm going to read right through this. I've been struggling with my feelings and woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning the other night and had a cup of coffee and 3 cigarettes and wrote down, so I just feel like reading it to you. A year ago, I believed that having 2 new board members would be a positive move for the lake and was supportive of both new members. I thought they shared the views of the standing board that the commission's main purpose was the interest and fair treatment to all property owners around the lake. I've now come to believe that both are lacking in trustworthiness and leadership skills. This past year has not proven to be a positive year for the board. I've recently sent my resignation letter to the Allegheny County Youth Board, of which Deb is a director. I've observed what I feel to be a witch hunt against my husband. I feel disappointed and let down by many of the actions that have been taken behind the scenes of the Rushford Lake District, especially by her. I felt it would be hypocritical and foolish of me to continue to serve on her board and pretend to respect good leadership. Both commissioners have had the appearance of sabotaging my husband. They've been questioning his integrity, his honesty. I'm allowed to speak. It's my word.
Janet,
yes.
We're not here to take personal attacks. You know, if you want to say something about the commission, if you want to talk in general, but I think this is personal attacks that we don't have to take. We're up, gentlemen. Isn't this called an open forum?
It is, but I don't think it's that big.
No, we don't.
Woody, reckon you want to say?
Well, something brief, though, that when I bought my property, I applied for a license for unrestricted use of below the 1450 line. Now, the Youngs have bought another boat and put it on a community dock on the opposite side of it. That doesn't bother me at all. There's free movement across my property above and below the 1450 line. I prefer that they would use the easement that goes down to that community dock.
You know, can you tell me exactly which dock we're talking about?
It's only two doors down from mine. I'm dock 35, that's probably dock, the community dock is probably 33. I'm not sure of the numbers.
If you want, I can...
It's only 50 feet to the easement for them to walk down there rather than going across my property.
And they walk by your property, they walk down the road 1450 to walk in by.
Most of the time it's up on my property. It doesn't matter.
Your shed, right on the 1450 line, you have to walk in front of the shed. So
you don't even know where the 1450 line is. Okay, the shed is being done.
One at a time.
It's not 3 minutes. I have a right to speak my mind.
No, name. I'm not. I'm just one at a time.
I would like to go down there Sunday, take a look in. If I can meet someone to go with me, Bill, you're welcome.
Oh, I'm busy.
The 1450, the property below the 1450 line is not...
It's okay with Mary, you can go between 9 and 10, but that is fine.
All right, so I'm in the morning at 9 o'clock.
That's not a public right-of-way below the 1450 line.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That way, you can come down and use my dock because I pay taxes on that and I maintain it. That's not a public right of way. It's easy enough for you to walk 50 feet down and you go down the easement. It's just doing it as an irritation. I'm just trying to prevent escalating this.
Right. You can't just have a public right to pull down. And on the angles like that, right, right. Lake like that.
Would the Youngs have any problems going down the right away, staying off the frontage? Do you have any problem with it?
We only go on the board below the
first. I know you are.
But while you're there looking, I'd like to see if where the 1450 line is and where his shed is exactly. I don't believe it's where you said he was to put it. If you really want to look into things.
I appreciate you. Do that. We'll be there and stuff and worry about it.
Your property. I want to go over there.
We have people walk across our lakefront all the time. All the way.
We're going to be there Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, the three of us. And maybe Mike Holmes will be there with us.
Nothing. Gary.
Can I be dot number one?
Why?
Just to be one. Just
to be number one, huh?
You can remember it.
Yeah.
Bob, we got you, right?
Yep.
Tom, anything? Oh, Mary Jo, I'm sorry. She's back there all by her little also.
Nothing.
Well, gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at 25 of 11.